No, it was, I mean, that was a huge factor, obviously. But no, it's a lot of things. A lot of the turnovers are you know, more my responsibility than the players. I mean, we didn't really put any half-court offense in. We've been spending a lot of time on transition. They don't have a lot of other things they can go to. You know, a lot of the breakdowns in half court would be more than them. Some of them, the ones particularly that happened in transition, and some of the ones that were just careless, yeah, that's more disappointing. But in fairness to them, a lot of what was going on was as much us. So I'm not... Can we close that? Do we have any of our guys around? Where's Kurt or Tommy? Guys, close that door, please. Thank you. I was more disappointed with the defense. All right. Then it's going to be hard to close it. I was more disappointed with our defense and our fouling. We didn't guard the ball very well, and we didn't help very well. It seemed like almost every time we helped, it was a foul. Like, we came across and a big just fouled repeatedly. Now, you know, some of that is good offense. These guys have some good players, but so. Tommy, we got to get the noise. There's too much noise down here. We're trying to do an interview. Tell those guys to shut up or get out of here. That was really disappointing. Like, the offense and some of the other things don't bother me at all. The defense, the way we played defense tonight was terrible, considering that's been an emphasis for the first 5 or 6 days of practice. And the way we rebounded was disappointing. We should be, I don't think we're a great rebounding team. We should be a better rebounding team than we were. Don't get me wrong, I didn't like the turnovers, but I think a lot of the turnovers were more me than the players. I just, when you don't have a lot of things in, I expected it to be ragged. I expected this to be sloppy, particularly in the half court. But I didn't expect it to be as sloppy as it was. But I certainly didn't expect us to guard the ball as poorly as we did, or to help as poorly as we did. I just thought our rotations were. What was bothersome was a lot of times the rotations were correct and the guy got there, but then he fouled. I'd almost wish they didn't rotate and say, okay, we're not ready yet to rotate. A lot of times we rotated across and committed a foul, which is really disturbing. Like, we had guys in position to contest shots or maybe affect what was going on, and we didn't do it. But I just think we have to really, we meaning the coaches and I think the players especially, we got to fight the notion of, you know, it's going to happen in 5 days or 6 days. Or, you know, we looked at some combinations tonight. We looked at, you know, a lot of things that we will do differently next time. We got to find some things out. We also miss Luke. Luke makes a difference for us, particularly when we run. But, I think I'm certainly not happy, but nor am I, you know, distraught that, you know, that there was nothing there. There was some good things. There was some good individual play. But there was more good individual play than there was good team play, and that's a little disappointing. Not I don't mean selfishness, but I wish our team defense would have shown a little better, and I certainly wish we would have rebounded better. And you can't turn it over. We turned it over a lot, and we gave up a lot of free throws. I mean, it's actually surprising it was as close as it was. I mean, if you said before the game we're going to have 28 turnovers and they're going to shoot however many free throws they shot, I would have thought we'd lose by 50. I haven't quite figured out how it was as close as it was. I'm sure they did a lot of things Reggie wasn't thrilled with either. So, I'm not sure. I mean, he's not good. He's not busy and everything. He was kind of stunned when it happened. But I Mike's, you know, he took a pretty good shot in his nose. You can't, usually the X-rays don't show a lot. He's got to get a CT tomorrow, and that'll tell us what it has. You know, how bad it is.
Talk a little about Durant and his performance today.
I don't think it was great, but having said that, he's still a rookie playing his first game, and I don't know if he played 20, 21 minutes. He probably would have got 10 or 12 points. I mean, again, he got 12 points in less than 21 minutes. He only got 3 defensive boards. I think for him to miss free throws is uncharacteristic, and I think he'll be more of a factor on the boards. I just think it was a first step, I mean, from that standpoint. I thought I thought Jeff played all right. I don't know if he got numbers, but I thought he 3 for 8. I thought he actually shot it better than that. He had 6 and he had 4 turns. Kevin had 3 turns. I mean, I'm not giving either of them an A plus, but I also think it's part of the learning, and from that standpoint, it's good. Kevin has a knack for scoring. I mean, even when it seems like he's not getting anything done out there, he finds a way to get some points. But they played like rookies in their first NBA game, which is probably to be expected.
Coach, were you going to be seeing Durant at the 2 throughout the duration of the season, or were you going to try to see him in a couple other positions?
I'm not sure yet. I think we're going to see him at 2 for a while. He plays a little bit at 3, depending on who's on the floor with him. I mean, for us, the difference between 2 and 3 is almost negligible. It's really who they're guarding. They do very similar things on the fast break, and most of the offense, well, we don't have offensive sets in, but when we get offensive sets in, the positions are going to be pretty much the same. But I think it's going to be a while before we figure out, what's the best thing. This team is not a good matchup for anybody at 2 and 3. I mean, when you got, Kevin at 2 and Ron at 3. I don't think there's any team in the league that goes, well, I like these matchups. We match up with these two guys. So, it'll be interesting. We get a couple more games under our belt and see how it handles different things.
Talk a little about Damian.
Couple more. PJ, 2 more.
Talk a little about Damian.
I thought Damian did a good job. I thought he did a nice job. I thought he played more, the veterans in general played a little more under control, a little more understanding, even of the new stuff. I thought they, and as did their veterans. I mean, I think, they had Michael and a lot of those guys on the floor. Michael, Kevin, they have some guys with experience, and they played that way. But I thought Weezy and Nick did a decent job for us. I thought Robert was encouraging. He got tired a little bit, but I thought he was encouraging the way he played. I thought Damian was solid. I thought he shot the ball well early. We had him on the bench for a long time after that, but he handled. I thought he did an adequate job defensively. I thought in general he did a decent job.
All right, last one. Coach. He shot 41%. Is that him, or do you think?
No, our defense was not good. Yeah, no, that's a misleading stat because we gave up 36 free throws. I mean, normally, most nights, if we hold a team to 40, I'm going to say that's good D. I got to wait and see what Dwight had as a contest number, but you can't call it good D when, along with the 41%, you put them on the line for 36 free throws. We whacked them out. I was disappointed. We have to defend a lot, lot better. Even against Sacramento, even in the first game of the year. I mean, we weren't going to come in here, given that they were playing who they were playing. Like, if he played, a lot of the other guys, then it might have been different. But, I mean, given that they were playing, to an extent, they're good, they're top-line guys, we probably weren't going to come in and shut them down. But 36 free throws is, you can never tell until you look at the tape. And I'm not saying it was officiating at all, but that's an enormous amount of free throws. When you consider a lot of them were from our help guy, the guy came across, and I'm anxious to watch the tape and even on the plane and just see how we committed so many fouls. There were times when the defense was terrible, they just went to the rim, but there were other times where the guy rotated over and he was between the man with the ball and the basket. Why we kept fouling, I don't know. Maybe it was a lot of good offense, but it seemed it was a lot of bad decisions made by our help people.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.